The 10-Minute Sketch Show, featuring 10 minutes of sketches. Episode 2, A Bottle of HP Sobs.
Shh! I don't think this is working.
Of course it's not!
Well, I don't know what to suggest.
I told you we couldn't fit an elephant in a lift!
I can't find my left hand. It's somewhere inside an elephant folder.
I think my face is mere inches from its elephant cock.
How do you know it's an elephant cock?
It feels like an elephant cock.
Oh, don't tell me you've been touching it.
You asked how I could be sure.
Well, try not to arouse it too much. You'll get a black eye.
I've got a black eye already. I think your left hand is somewhere pleasurable for an elephant.
Well, that's not my fault.
Well, technically it is your fault.
How so?
Gary, you said, let's nick an elephant from the zoo. Steve, I said, where would we put an elephant? Gary, you said, an elephant would fit in my spare bedroom. Steve, I said, how would we get an elephant in the lift? Gary, you said, my fine fettered fool, we could easily fit an elephant in a lift.
What's your point?
Elephant theft is pure folly.
Oh, stand back, mate.
What do you mean, stand back? I'm packed into a lift like some kind of side order in an elephant ready meal.
No, mate, really, stand back.
I can't.
The elephant is about to spunk its load.
Why is it every bloody house I enter these days looks like a chuff-munching page from an IKEA catalogue? And then I'm stared at expectantly by the face of Nimini Pimini Moro twats as they wait for me to comment on their fatuous choice of decor. Why can't I jam their mouth shut, then bellow down their vacuous throat that they have the originality of a vomit-covered yak? Why do I feel obliged to editorialise on the quirky lampstand, monikered as fellatio or some such hogwash? I want to soak their eyes with my own piss! We will now sing hymn number 327, Amazing Grace.
I think I dialed the wrong number.
I'm surprised you actually got through to anyone.
Are you suggesting I don't know how to use a goddamn phone?
No, I'm suggesting that we're halfway to the moon. I'm surprised is all.
Yeah, well, what's Michael doing?
Oh, I don't know. Space stuff.
Do you think we should tell him?
Buzz, if anyone's gonna tell him, it should be you.
Why me?
He likes you more than me. And besides, since when did anyone listen to Neil Armstrong?
Okay. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Buzz. Hey, Neil. I still can't believe we're going to the moon. I'm going to moonwalk.
Yeah, about that, Mike. Buzz has something he needs to tell you. It's not good news.
Okay, so long as it isn't anything about me not walking on the lunar surface, I can handle anything except that.
Oh, jeez, this is hard.
I mean, it's going to be the single most exciting moment of my generation, let alone my entire life. The very thought of not actually doing it makes me have conniptions. Look, right now, just talking about the faintest possibility, I can feel my heart slowly dying a death. I imagine that if you told me I wasn't going to walk on the moon, I would actually die.
Buzz.
Look, Michael, it's like this. We really respect you and everything, but harsh as it may sound, we didn't actually invite you on this trip.
Well, I assumed.
Yeah, you always do that. Assume you're invited. We went out of our way not to invite you. We moved to Florida in order to negate the possibility of you coming along. Yet here you are, again.
I thought you guys liked me.
We do, but it's not a question of being liked. It's just, sometimes we don't feel you need to spend all your time with us.
And frankly, you're a moron.
Now that's harsh.
It's true.
So, what are you telling me? That I'm a leech? Okay, that I can handle, just so long as I still get to walk on the moon.
Have you actually counted how many seats are in the LEM?
Two.
I told you he was a moron.
Well, I just assumed Neil was going to stay behind.
What?
Well, you always get the momentous line wrong in rehearsals.
One small step for man, one...
No. One small step for a man, not man.
What? He's right. You are a singular man. You are all men. I checked. I was just too embarrassed to mention it earlier.
Okay, fine. One small step for a man. I think I can remember that. It's not difficult.
So does this mean I don't get to walk on the moon, then?
I'm sorry, Michael.
Fine. I'll just watch it on the monitors.
Okay. I'm stepping off the LEM now. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Twat.
It certainly looks sore. Okay, you can button up your blouse now. Okay. I'm loath to say it's a rash. It looks more like a burning, but have you been using anything that you might be allergic to? Anything that has brought your chest up like this before? No, not that I know of. No new detergents, perfume, deodorant, nothing, no. Okay, well, I want you to see a dermatologist. Here's his number. Call him straight away. Now, is there anything else? Guess what I did yesterday? What? I made 8,000 photocopies of my tits. I see. And I posted them to my ex-boyfriend. I think you should go and see this man, too.
What's this?
What's what?
This lump.
One had it, I guess. It's a lump.
Might not be a lump.
Well, what is it about its inherent lump-like qualities that, in your mind, preclude it from being a lump?
You can't outwit me with flowery language.
I can.
Well, yes.
And I will.
No doubt, but it doesn't change the fact that this lump may not in fact be a lump.
Yet you've conceded in conceit that it is a lump, and by its very lump-like nature, while all facts point to the lumptitude of said lump, you doubt the veracity of its lumpinessity.
Did what you just said actually make sense?
Look, you asked me what this lump was. I responded it was probably a lump, and then you get all haughty about my use of linguistics. Are you now saying that the lump is not a lump?
It's only a lump now that I've called it a lump.
Oh, don't be so crass. You can't resort to oversimplified semiotic stances whenever the argument isn't going your way.
I can.
Well, yeah.
And will.
Well, very well, but I ask again, does not the sheer lump-like nature of the lump in some way express some sort of notion of lumpinacity?
While I contend that on the surface the lump has lump-like qualities, that doesn't preclude it from being something other than a lump.
Such as?
Well, such as a bulb, a swelling, or indeed a protuberance.
It does have a tumescent quality, granted, but it seems the longer we discuss the lumpinality of the lump in question, its lump-like stature seems to be waning.
Well, it just so happens that endless neologizing by way of appending different suffixes to the word lump does in fact thwart my libido.
It is a cute-looking lump when it gets timid.
Are you going to suck it or not?
Well, I can.
Yes.
And I will.
Dear Mark, I'm a middle-aged woman, and as I approach the menopause, I find myself increasingly attracted to younger and younger men. I recently found myself enamoured and more than aroused by watching a 17-year-old boy in shorts slowly rubbing himself up against a lamppost. What's wrong with me? Is this behaviour normal in a woman going through the change? Should I seek professional help? Or maybe think about HRT? Please help, I am thoroughly confused.
The real problem is, you're a cunt who reads the Daily Mail. Now fuck off!
Dear Mark, I visited a psychic who told me that my husband was having an affair, but when I confronted him about it, he flatly denied anything was going on. But I could tell from the look on his face he was hiding something. My psychic was always right. She predicted September the 11th, almost 2 days after it happened, and she knew that I had a father. Now my husband is threatening to leave me for being so ridiculous, but I find it hard to trust him now that my tea leaves say he is a cheat. I'm at my wit's end. Please help.
The real problem is, you're a cunt who reads the Daily Mail. Now, fuck off!
Dear Mark, I'm a cunt who reads the Daily Mail. What should I do?
Fuck off. So, Miss Fields, do you think you have any negative points? And what, if anything, could they bring to this job?
Well, some people say that I'm a perfectionist, that I need everything just so, which is no bad thing in an office environment.
Indeed. And what about hobbies? Do you have any?
Well, I do have one, but it's slightly embarrassing.
Well, don't be embarrassed. I myself knit.
Okay, well, I'm a serial killer.
Really? How many people have you slaughtered?
Oh, just the 7 so far. As I say, it's only a hobby.
And any other interests?
No, just the vicious slayings, I'm afraid. You must think me terribly dull.
Yes, a little.
I killed the last man who said that to me.
Moving on, what experience have you had with Excel?
I hate the shit.
This lift smells of elephant spunk.
The 10-Minute Sketch Show was written and performed by Simon Dunn, Izzy Lawrence, Gaz Mackin, and John Robbins. The sound engineer was Ian James.
This was an In the Pipeline production for Resonance FM.
With a spoon!